I've got several announcements this morning, but before I go into my list, I want to invite Gretchen Williams up to please come give a program minute, I think is what we're calling it. She's going to be talking about the women's retreat. Thank you, Gretchen.
I'll call it a ministry moment.
Ministry moment.
There you go. Y'all, Leslie asked me to give this little ministry moment and give a plug for the women's retreat. And I'm going to read it because I am prone to ramble and I don't have much time. So just bear with me. Our theme verse at the women's retreat is Mark 6:31. Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Last Sunday, the gospel reading included this verse, and Tom's sermon in the nave was excellent regarding our need to get away and to rest and recharge so we can be filled spiritually for our well-being, but also so we can spill over to the people with whom we have to do. So that's my first point. The world, the flesh, and the devil are so adept at weighing us down and draining us. The third weekend in August will afford us the opportunity to refresh and refill our spirits. And what great timing, right as the school year is beginning. Number two, if you were at the Advent when Heidi Kenner was here, you know what I'm going to say. She is a true Bible scholar and an excellent teacher. And she will be teaching us about personally engaging with Scripture in order to better hear from the Lord. I've seen the draft of the workbook for the weekend. We'll be engaging not only with Scripture, but with paintings and other mediums. And as that great British evangelist with the funny name said, Smith Wigglesworth, he used to say, "God doesn't call the equipped, he equips those whom he has called." The Lord will be equipping us, each of us, to hear from him better through his daughter, Heidi. And then finally, one of my most favorite things about the women's retreat is having the time to get to know folks better. It's not listed in the schedule, but at the end of the day, you'll see ladies going out on their cabin's porch, sitting in the rocking chairs, under the ceiling fans, looking out into the darkness, maybe sipping on a glass of wine, and just visiting. We're able to get to know each other in a deeper way than can happen on Sunday mornings when we're hurrying through the halls to get to where we need to be. In all of the years I've been going to the women's retreat, we haven't solved any of the world's problems on that back porch. But lots of times, through laughter and sometimes tears, loads are lifted just by sharing. We are bearing each other's burdens as the body of Christ is called to do. Now, I know that it's hard to be gone for a weekend, whether you're a single person or the mom of many. And then it could also be kind of uncomfortable not knowing if you're going to find a friend there. It would be way easier to not put in the effort. But sometimes God calls us to do the hard things. So I invite you to practice trusting the Lord if you're considering going to the women's retreat. The registration deadline is August the 5th. Another quote attributed to my buddy Smith Wigglesworth is, "The power of God will take you out of your own plans and put you into the plan of God." I'm trusting that the power of God will be made more manifest in each of us during the women's retreat, and I hope you'll join us. If you're a woman, not a man.